Well, it's a little bit dull today. It's Wednesday. It was blisteringly hot yesterday. Today it's cooler. It's quite overcast. I'm wondering whether I should have brought an umbrella. But anyway, something interesting happened today. Well, it started off yesterday evening, actually. A friend of mine asked me to look over something that she's writing. It's actually a it's a chapter in somebody else's book, and she mentioned that she was writing it, and I said, oh, if you want another pair of eyes to look over it, you know, I'm your man. And so last night she asked me if I would, and I said gladly. It was very good, actually. It was a very good piece. It was about social media and ways that different companies can use it. And it was very approachable. That was a school bus going past, by the way. It was very approachable. And I thought, you know, she'd got the approach just right. But I did find quite a few little, you know, grammatical errors and phrases that were a little bit confusing. And so I'm going to have a little chat with her later about that. And it's funny, reminds me that I don't know where it comes from, but I have quite a talent for proofreading. Yeah, it's something that, you know, I've pretty much always been able to do. Errors seem to kind of pop out at me, and I'm not, you know, foolproof. I wouldn't say I'm the best proofreader in the world, but it's something that I seem to have a talent for. I might kind of pursue that bit. But it's interesting the way people approach other people reading their work. In this particular case, this person was only too happy to have me look it over and, you know, make changes and what have you. Which is very nice. Other people, they are a little bit more precious about their work, and they are less open to criticism. And I'm finding a bit of that too in other areas. You know, offer to proofread something and they won't even bother sending it because they think that what they've done is perfect, you know. And unfortunately, that's when errors happen. So proofreading is kind of a bit of a thing with me. But anyway, I guess that's that. But it might be something that I pursue a little bit further, you know, work-wise, or, you know, looking to do on a freelance basis. Anyway, that's it for now, I think, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.